to a certain extent, there is this kind of darkness in the work, I always think, which sounds like such a glib comment, but a sort of, okay, put it in a more intellectual way, like a super self-conscious feeling that of like grasping for something that's just out of reach, but knowing that it cannot be gotten to, but things need to be represented regardless, and maybe you're not even happy to leave the space of art to other people who are more certain, mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
Do you recognize?
Yeah, no, I think there has to be a sense of insufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise.
Yeah, that's a good term.
Otherwise, you know, what's the role of the effective artist to produce like a, you know, more seamless spectacle or something?
Mm-hmm. Which, of course, has been one option that many people have taken. Yes, I mean, the other one, of course...
Successful artists have taken that.
It is to be, like, you know, the condition of the permanent sort of MFA student, the person who cannot find a form.
Yeah.
And have you always... I get nervous about being able to work, if you see what I mean, that I think I should maybe find it more difficult, or I should... agonize more, mm-hmm. over things, but you were saying earlier that it's not actually a seamless thing. What appears to be like an ongoing practice has these ruptures or moments of
either of like, you know, pausing to think about something like, do I really want to do this, or, you know, I think it's some. In some fundamental way, the problem of being an artist is trying to figure out how to use your time,
mm-hmm.
and what to do with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it differs, I think, from other vocations, and that how to use your time is a given almost everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the quality that I think is being lost in art schools,
mm-hmm.
and in schools in general. There's not this moment of floundering around.